The Hidden Costs of Comfort: How Convenience is Undermining Your Well-Being. Last weekend, I kicked off my shoes, stretched on the couch, and placed my third food delivery order of the week. Sound familiar? The average American now spends 93% of their time indoors, prioritizing convenience over well-being. But this comfort comes at a steep price. Our mental, physical, and financial health is suffering without us even realizing it. Here are five surprising ways comfort is secretly harming us, along with simple changes to reclaim balance, without resorting to extreme measures like ice baths or sleeping on nails. 1. The physical cost of comfort. A. Sedentary lifestyle and silent health risks. Our grandparents walked miles daily. We barely move. Modern conveniences, cars, Netflix, food delivery, keep us inactive, and our bodies pay the price. Sitting greater than 8 hours per day increases death risk by 20%. Sedentary people have a 112% higher diabetes risk. 80% of Americans suffer back pain from poor posture. Sitting too long raises heart disease risk by 64%. A single gym session doesn't offset 23 hours of sitting. The damage compounds over time. Your body will send the bill in a decade. B. Convenience foods and nutritional sabotage. Processed foods prioritize shelf life and profit, not nutrition. Consequences include gut microbiome damage, affecting immunity and mood, addiction to hypersalty/sweet flavors, missing antioxidants from fresh foods. Ironically, home-cooked meals are cheaper, yet we pay a premium for foods that shorten our lives. C. Temperature control and weakened resilience. Constant air conditioning weakens our ability to adapt. Poor circulation from lack of temperature variation. Weaker immune systems due to no hormetic stress. Disrupted metabolism. Cold exposure burns fat. A study found people in 63 degrees Fahrenheit rooms lost belly fat without diet changes. Our ancestors adapted. We've lost that resilience. D. Elevator culture, avoiding stairs. The average office worker misses 1,300 stair steps daily, leading to 4 pounds per year weight gain. Skipping stairs also means lost cardiovascular conditioning, weaker lower body strength, missed mental breaks between tasks. Some companies now hide elevators to encourage stair use. Meanwhile, we debate taking 10 steps. 2. Mental stagnation in the comfort zone. A. Easy information kills critical thinking. Google replaces memory. Studies show we retain less when we know info is online. Result? Weaker problem-solving skills. B. Automation weakens problem-solving. GPS, autocorrect, and meal kits erode basic skills. Example. Many can't calculate a tip without a phone. C. Entertainment as mental pacification. The average American consumes 11-plus hours of media daily. Constant stimulation means less time for deep thinking, dopamine addiction from passive scrolling, avoidance of challenging mental tasks. 3. The financial drain of convenience. A. The true cost of time-saving services, service, monthly cost, annual cost. Food delivery, 1,800 rupees, 21,600 rupees. Ride sharing, 1,200 rupees, 14,400 rupees. Grocery delivery, 550 rupees, 6,600 rupees. Total, 3,550 rupees, 42,600 rupees. B. Subscription overload. The average person pays for 15 subscriptions, but uses only half. That's 21,600 rupees per year wasted. C. Planned obsolescence. Fridges now last 5 to 7 years, versus 20 plus before. Upgrading phones every few years costs 2,400 rupees per year extra. D. Buy now, pay later traps. 45% of users regret BNPL purchases, leading to long-term financial stress. 4. Relationship and social consequences. 65% feel lonelier despite digital connection. Ghosting replaces conflict resolution. 61% don't know neighbors' names. Community decline. 5. Environmental impact. AC/ heating emits 2 tons of carbon dioxide per year per home. 500 m plastic straws are dumped daily. Rush shipping increases emissions by 35%. Reclaiming resilience, small changes. 1. Walk short distances instead of driving. 2. Cook one more meal at home weekly. 3. Use stairs 2x per week. 4. Audit subscriptions. 5. Opt for reusable over single-use items. Comfort isn't evil, but mindless convenience steals growth. Reintroduce small discomforts. Your future self will thank you.